It's like we're drinking beer with you. This is the perfect pour.
Hey, welcome to the perfect pour craft beer show.
Hey.
I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Mo, Curly.
I'm here.
Chimp. We're all here to talk about beer, to have drink beer, and dream about beer.
Nah, I don't feel like talking
to you. Listen to other people. Aw, man.
It's over.
Over. Talking's over. Oh, that guy's talking? Talking's over. We're here to tangent. When we talk about beer too much, then we're going to tangent.
Yes.
Talk about something stupid like salad toppings.
Oh, don't worry. You will know when we tangent the tangent drop.
I must say, your two dogs are being very behaved at your side right now.
Yes. Crackers. We've got crackers. We've got two labs in the studio. Louie and Jovi are here. And we're all ready to drink, man. Let's go.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Ready your beers.
Let's have all the fun of craft beer jammed into one show.
Hopefully you got your ice cooler next to your lazy boy.
Yeah,
nice and relaxed.
The best way to listen to the show is with beer.
This one's not getting any fresher.
If you have the means, it's a choice.
Yes. Do you think we've ever made somebody stop driving and go get a beer?
Go! I don't know. I'd like to hear that. If you genuinely started listening to the show, you're like, damn it, I need a beer. And you like told your boss, you're like, you know what? I got a situation at home. I gotta go, personal thing. And he's like, oh yeah, man, take
PTO.
Care.
Need
take
some PTO.
Care. Oh, you're right. It's cool. Take care of what you got. Yeah. All right. Thanks. Appreciate that, man.
Oh my goodness.
And you're just really just going on the drink.
There is like mango and dankness just coming out of this glass. Right,
we've just opened up a brand new beer, and it's a brand new Tauga Sequoia beer.
Oops.
The General Sherman IPA, triple dry hopped with El Dorado. So it's just all El Dorado hopped?
In the IPA? Last round of dry hop.
Okay. So it's this General Sherman IPA, but then in the last round of dry hop, they just El Dorado the crap out of it.
So they dry hop it another round, which makes a double dry hop. And then for the third one, they only use El Dorado.
Mmm.
It's a nice little hopness just sits right there on top.
I aggressively poured. I've got half
bro,
a head.
Just calm down.
It'll get damn it, I needed to get to it right now. Pour it.
It'll get into your mouth eventually.
I like it.
This was bottled 2 days ago because today is Friday. And this was released 1 day ago.
I wonder what it tasted like yesterday.
Right?
It tastes just like yesterday.
Only 2 days. I like hours, but it's a freshie.
How fresh is fresh?
I think I like this. It's not too, like, in your face bitter. It definitely gets some of those tropical.
There's a little, yeah, the tropical's there, but it's not overpowering at
all. So this is triple dry hop, but still a single IPA, correct?
I like it. I'm approving it.
Approved.
as Bobby Diesel, I think it's Bobby Diesel on Untapped. He's all, is this worth a 3-hour drive?
That's a serious question.
When I check into Tioga Bears, he's like, is that worth a 3-hour drive? I'm like, probably not, but pretty much nothing's worth a 3-hour drive to me.
That depends. Is he north, north or south?
I don't talk about beer. I just mean anything.
Nothing's worth a 3-hour
drive. No, nothing.
Not even fresh baked bread. I don't know.
No. Oh, yeah. Bread, sure. Fresh baked.
A's game, 3-hour drive?
It's a little under 3 hours, so it's okay.
Okay.
It makes it under the
I'm trying to find that one thing that'll make you...
Disneyland.
That'll blow your
Disneyland's
right
probably
water.
A little more than 3 hours, so
Oh, it can be if you stop at the iron skillet.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, iron skillet. Totally, oh. Totally stop at the iron skillet.
Breakfast buffet. And then you're like, well, now I got to shit. So I'm going to be here for a little bit longer.
This is good beer. We also had during our tailgating session, Exo Perro was on the Facebook group. And he's like, dude, drink my beers that I sent you because I'm sending you more beers.
Whoa.
Said just like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been drinking some XL beers. We had two. They're not within my reach. Somebody else needs to read them what those two were over there.
Since Matt's not talking tonight. Yeah.
Matt said he's not talking.
Oh,
he's going to be here.
I wasn't listening.
Two Roads, Little Heaven. No, Lil Heaven.
Lil Heaven.
Lil Heaven, Session, Sesh Bro IPA.
Two Roads back east there in the New Yorks.
Sure. It's crushable.
It is crushable on the label.
Azaka, Equinox, and Mosaic hops.
Of course. I totally got those.
Ooh, I don't see the city. It's on the road less traveled, though.
XL Perils back.
But
back
did there, the lights go down?
Stratford, Connecticut.
Stratford, Connecticut. Near the Dan Patrick show.
Right. Dan Patrick. How's Dan Patrick doing these
He's
days?
He's doing good.
Okay, good. Next up is the Rohrbach.
That Two Roads, by the way, that sesh.
Oh.
We did an ABV game because XL walked out the ABV.
Yes.
And Matt nailed it, of course. Right, spot on, nailed the percentage.
Oh, yeah. That's what I do.
That's what I do.
Drink beer and no percentages.
I ignore you guys and I guess right things.
Maybe it's Rohrbach or Rohrbach Brewing, Rochester, New York, Vanilla Porter, Rochester's original craft brewery, in case you didn't know that. I liked this one. Apparently, I was the only one that liked this one.
I don't know. I was okay with it.
Vanilla Porter. Mm. It was a super lightweight on the Porter. And lots of vanilla flavor. It's like a sweet treat.
We also had a Sacramento brewer that Nick brought in to experiment with. He wasn't sure how old it was.
Mm-hmm. I'm being judgy about my new total wine.
What was it?
New Glory's Extra Pale.
New Glory's Extra Pale.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen it in town for a little while.
Yeah, and so I was wondering if they were reaching out and pulling from fresh stock somewhere else, or if this was an old sitting around in the distributor's warehouse and they saw some suckers and stocked it on their shelf.
Yeah, it tasted old to me, but what do I know?
Well, hopefully beer.
Try. One of these days, I'll start getting things down. So those were our tailgating beers, and mm-hmm. our current active beer is this General Sherman.
Yum.
It's a good one. And now we're ready to get cultured. Our beer culture is ready. Beer culture!
Mm-hmm.
What you got?
Paul's really falling off on that song.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that was terrible,
Paul. Sounds terrible.
He sounds really bad.
It's an off week.
He's like, here, guys. Sorry.
Maybe he's been stranded in the BevMo parking lot.
Yeah, he's all, I'm still sitting in songs.
And can't find my way out of the total one.
Wow. He's really mailing
it. I made four right turns and I still can't find the exit.
Nope.
Matt, what's going on there culturally that you're interested in? Well,
I wish these two beers fit into the looking out for category, but they do not. So now I have created a new segment called Wasted Beer Names.
All right.
So
Wasted Beer Names.
I'm going to give you guys the name and I just want you, I guess it's more like a game. I'm going to give you the beer name and just tell me what you think it might be or what it should be.
Okay. I like it.
Pool Time Ale. Pool is in swimming pool. Pool Time Ale.
Session Pale. Session.
Okay.
IPA. Session.
Session Pale. I'm going to say double IPA.
Okay. So it's from Bell's Brewing. Pool Time Ale. Very cool can art. Very cool. Belgian inspired style wheat ale with cherries.
That is terrible.
That is literally the description.
Terrible decision of the name of beer. With that.
I feel like they totally wasted it. They could have
completely ate shit on that.
Yeah. Belgian inspired. Listen,
name a beer exactly different than the ingredients
Belgian
of the beer.
Inspired, Belgian inspired.
No, there's
wheat
no
style.
No Belgians have ever hung
cherries.
Out by a pool. There's no pools in Belgium.
Okay, so here's another one. It was a proof can, so they haven't filled it yet, so they have time to change it, I believe.
Here we go. Maybe we can influence
proof
them.
Can.
Bump and rind.
Bump and rind.
Wow.
Music reference.
Yeah. I don't see nothing wrong. Doing a little bang, bang, bang.
Grapefruit Saison.
All right.
Yeah,
I would
rind,
take that.
It's got to be. Wow, that's good. Yeah, I'm going to go with that. I like
All
it.
Right.
I don't think I can beat that. Grapefruit Saison.
From Boulder yes. Beer Company, Bump and Rind is a watermelon Kolsch.
Oh. Good Lord.
So those are your
you
two.
You don't say rind with watermelon, dude. Watermelon Does anyone rind. Say that?
So there you go. There are your two wasted beer names of the week.
Wasted beer names of the week.
Now, I'm going to be looking for more. I'm hoping to keep this up. But
wasted up. Beer names of the week.
But cool name, also cool can art. I mean, obviously it has a watermelon on it because it's watermelon. But still, I was just like, I could see myself holding that can by the pool, but I would be, I'd probably just pour it out
yeah,
of your pool.
Taking a pic, I'll be on Instagram being like,
refill it
man,
with something that should be in there.
By the pool. Like, wow, cool. Everyone's like, yeah, cool. He's in bed with the pool beer. And I just, you just throw it out.
Yep. So that's
cool picture.
I legitimately tried to find news stories this week, and I just came across those two things, and I was just like, you know what, fuck it. That's
I like
it.
Those. I like those.
All right. So there you guys go.
Nick.
It's getting a little heavy in here. All right. Where do you want to start?
Is there a problem with gravity in the future?
Hey, future boy.
Why is everything so heavy?
Wait, what did I say? What did I say? What the hell's a gigawatt? So, I had a nerd moment this week.
Nerd moment.
Nerd moment. One of my...
I have a nerd day.
Oh, okay.
I have cool guy moments, and then the rest of the time
more,
it's nerd. Yeah.
I'm trying to sound cool.
I was cool for a moment.
Yeah. So... When you find out one of your celebrity crushes drinks craft beer, it's a good day.
Is it Kendra Wilkinson? We talked about it last week.
So there's a story about Kendra Wilkinson. Have you guys heard about this?
I'm from San Diego, okay?
No, so Nicole Curtis, rehab addict. You guys ever seen that show on, I think it's HGTV or something?
Also white, also blonde.
Mm-hmm. But she rebuilds old houses
yes.
with her bare hands, and yeah. it's pretty freaking awesome.
Wow, how have I not seen that?
The only sad thing about her, though, is she's not a licensed contractor. So she
not a licensed contractor.
So she only works.
Everything she does is illegal.
Yeah, but she points fingers and makes all the money. I'm way okay with that. Yeah.
No, that.
That's the thing. She's always like, this is my licensed contractor friend helping me this show. So she always points it out. But still, mm-hmm. I'm just like, why are you...
It's She's like, got the money to buy the house.
Yeah.
It was great success.
Yeah. But anyways, as you were.
Mm-hmm. I could take a sugar mama. It's okay. So she posts on Instagram.
Now applying for sugar mama.
Yeah,
looking out for
craft beer sugar
looking
mama.
Looking out for craft beer sugar mama.
So she posted a picture of a shopping cart, and in the cart, Bell's Oberon, the wheat ale they made.
Oh, okay.
And I was so proud. I was like,
she drinks craft beer.
She drinks
Is
craft beer.
Is Oberon craft beer, though?
It's from Bell's Didn't Brewing.
Oh, Bell's. Oh, okay.
Did they get bought out?
No, I don't know. No, Bell's is fine, I think. Oh,
yeah. Well, it's not Shock Top, which I kind of would have expected.
Yeah, yeah. I'm drinking craft beer, Shock Top. So good.
Oh, my God. Have you guys heard of 805?
Mm. Ooh, 805. We'll talk about that later.
Well, as we were talking about earlier, which one of the Beatles would be the one to drink craft beer?
Yeah, I was thinking asking about it this during the tailgate. Because, you know, Nick knows Beals a little more than I do, I think. And I was like, does Paul, have you ever seen drink a beer? Ever seen Paul, what beer does Paul drink? And can't recall, you would think he'd have a point once in a while. It's pool. Point. I'm having a
pool. The British, they got pubs everywhere.
I'm having a point. We've got pubs everywhere.
But I really do think Ringo's the beer drinker, though, out of the group.
You would think
Ringo. And this is assuming they're all still alive.
Yeah. They're all alive. I would say George.
A pub.
I'm saying George.
You're sitting at a pub. You walk in. You go, holy shit.
George Harrison.
There's George Harrison drinking a pint.
Yep. I'm saying George.
George.
Two Georges. Mm-hmm. All right. There it is.
Who would you think the most Ringo. Likely to drink beer?
Ringo, of course. The drummers always love a pint.
They always got that beer back there.
Guitar players always get into heroin and shit.
Coke. Big in the Coke. Yeah, that makes sense.
Perfect sense.
I think George has to drink beer, though, because he's just so ignored. He has to just drink beer to make dull the pain.
Oh, so you think it's a cry for help.
Yeah.
Craft beer, cry for help.
I'm just going to be over here drinking my beer. Okay, Paul, it's good.
George, we got plenty of Coke for
make
you.
Make sure you don't make up any songs, okay? Okay, I guess so.
Goes and writes Something. Only their biggest song ever. did you see the downtown ale trail?
Ale trail, bro.
They had an or question. Or game.
Or game. What?
Kind of an or game. What is this? They had a social media. I don't know how it started.
There's somebody
started.
On the downtown thing that added, because we mentioned this on Flowing of Famous, Fresno podcast I'm involved with Joshua T. And somebody from the downtown, I think, somebody from the downtown that's a part of that has the downtown social media. The one with the downtown one with the
Fresno partnership?
No, maybe. The one with the I Believe in Downtown Fresno, and the whole logo and the whole theme and all that.
Yeah.
That, because we're on the show, we're like, ale trail, bro. And like, what if, if we're just like, we're just on the ale trail walking along and there's homeless people like scared of us walking on the other side of the street because we're like, what's up, dude? Ale trail, bro.
Ale trail.
And so they had like this ale trail flyer and she did like a quick like video on Twitter just adding Josh and I like they're all, whoa, we're on the ale trail, bro.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, it was pretty funny. So that might be something new with that.
I'm behind on my Fresno socials.
Yeah, come on, man.
Damn it. So Fresno Ale Trail is asking for Pendragon, what would you rather see Pendragon special releases in? 16-ounce cans or crowlers? Properly filled and CO2 purged crowlers. These are
16-ounce.
Yeah?
But, okay, maybe Matt can determine this. I think Matt maybe mentioned it before, but if you're talking about a can, like you're saying, the most properly sealed crowler that you can do.
Yes.
And a regular can, is that crowler less fresh? Is that
so? Are you looking at shelf life?
Yeah, I'm looking at trade shelf life ability.
Why would 16-ounce cans last longer than a crowler?
Is it because there's more air in a crowler?
People typically do not CO2 purge the oxygen out of crowlers. So usually they'll just fill beer into an oxygenated crowler, which oxygen will break down beer or carbonation or
stupid oxygen.
Not necessarily carbonation, but it'll oxidize. Oxygen will oxidize. But so usually if you're canning, you're not canning one at a time. You're using machine. Machines always CO2 purge before they put lids on before they crimp. So that's why they emphasized the crowlers will be properly done, which it could be good either way. But, you know, If you do 16-ounce cans, that's, you know, somebody you're bringing in, that's 100 cases of beer that you have to do. That's a lot of gallonage. If you do crowlers, you could probably just do 100 crowlers. Not 100 cases of crowlers, you know. Go back and forth. But they can both be done the same way. Same quality, same guarantee.
So you can, if you're really working hard at it, you can make a crowler just as fresh as a can.
So now we're just down to number of ounces per can.
Mm-hmm.
What would you rather have? A 16
well,
now,
ounce? Or if we're talking,
if playing field is leveled.
If somebody really skilled at crowlering does my crowler.
A master crowler.
A master crowler. Cicerone, triple level Cicerone crowler dude.
ASE certified in crowlers. Yeah.
I'm going to go with that crowler because it's got more beer.
Yeah?
And I can finish off crowler. I finish off
crowler. Well, what about this whole thing about, oh, man, 22 ounces is too much for me. I need a 12.
Yeah, not for me, man. I've got a problem.
I'm a real man.
Yeah, real bad.
Yes.
Or woman. 16 ounce, that's, oh, man, that's enough for you, huh?
I drink a 16 ounce so I can brush my teeth.
I don't get out of bed for less than 32.
Nope. Nope.
Well, what did you guys say? What did you guys say?
I was with the crowlers. But
yeah, I switched because now we're talking about fresh, perfectly done crowlers.
The
switching the crowlers.
Popular opinion last time I checked seemed to be 16 ounce cans. Oh. I know. I was disappointed.
I'm so disappointed.
I'm disappointed in my craft beer community.
Matt doesn't care.
More beer is more beer.
Tommy was at my tap room today. We already talked about it.
But oh.
Get into it.
Well, oh. Tommy's talking about a crowler?
He's got no other culture in the world.
He's Pendragon.
I know he's Pendragon, but he doesn't have a crowler machine over there. Or does he? Matt's not saying.
We're talking about properly filled crowlers. So. Right.
He's not saying.
He's not saying Pendragon's getting more crowlers.
He hasn't done either, and he's asking either or. So why would you do both anyway?
Yeah, do them all. Do all the things. I want all available sizes and shapes and glass and cans. All of them.
All of them. And 2 liter bottles.
Yeah.
I want 2 liters of beer. Shut up and open. Oh, are you waiting to do something?
Hey, XL Peril said drink my beer and we're drinking it.
I love gold.
More beer.
This one's got an ABV game.
Drink.
This is another beer. Two Roads Beer Expressway Coffee Stout. Huh? Oatmeal Stout. With the coffee.
With the coffee. And there goes my night's sleep.
You really don't think coffee beers keep you up, do they?
No.
Producer Becky's convinced they do.
I think sours keep me trying up to tell more her than coffee beers.
The beer cancels out the caffeine part.
It's a balancing act.
He's like, no, I'll be up all night.
Buzz beer.
Another two roads. Oh, espresso.
Producer Becky accidentally listened to the Perfect Pour the other day.
Oh, by accident?
Yeah. No, it was just like I probably just like forced subscribed on her Stitcher for her or whatever. And so she said, like, all her other podcasts she listened to had already gone all the way through. So all that was left was the Perfect Pour.
Oh, so we're at the bottom of the barrel?
And she was too lazy to turn it off, so she just listened to the Perfect Pour.
Yes. I'm guessing that's where 80% of our plays come from is yep. I just didn't want to get up and turn it off.
I just didn't want to freaking hit the button to stop it.
Yeah. It's like we're the Netflix of podcasts where – this episode will start in 3, 2. It's already going.
I'll watch another episode.
We'll never say, are you still watching? Because we'll play anyways.
Are you still listening? This is just the middle of the show. And it's all, are you still listening?
Yeah.
Hey.
Whoa.
Hey, they're about to do the voicemails. Are you still listening? Shut up and open up.
Honey, come to bed. Shut up and open another.
Coffee stout.
Mm-hmm. It is. Mmm. I would put a splash of that vanilla porter in here, and it would be perfect.
Oh, you got some still? There's probably some still.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here it is.
Blend it.
Blend it up. But it is a good. It's good on its own. Don't get me wrong. This is good. It's like the expressway.
Good two roads, man. Two Roads knows how to make the beer. What else out there?
I was given some misinformation.
Is this a correction from
last week? So there is the Wednesday Hump Day ride that starts and ends at Gazebo Gardens.
Gazebo Gardens. Here we have a nursery here in Fresno that serves beer.
Yes.
And food trucks. Garden.
Fresno's most epic patio. It is a garden
that has beer.
It's the most epic drinking patio in the world.
Oh, it's only like four nights a week.
Yeah.
It used to be like once, and now it's like four nights a week, I think.
So I did the ride tonight, and I was looking forward to... I didn't think there would be beer at the beginning, and there wasn't. And so I was like, oh, looking forward to a beer at the end of the ride. They're not open on Wednesdays.
Yep, there it is. Boom.
And I kind of knew they weren't, but I thought, oh, maybe they do something special since the ride starts from here.
Yeah.
No, there was no beer.
Bad.
Sad face.
Sad.
I was hoping.
Need to start doing those on Thursdays.
Have you guys ever seen the Fixed Gear Beer Crew?
Oh, what?
From LA.
No.
So I was hoping it would be like that. These guys, they do 2 pints Tuesdays where they ride around and go find craft beer. And they're all over Instagram.
Let's go find.
They video. But these guys are fixie riders. They're like hardcore.
Yeah, you know? Dude.
I'm just a road bike rider. I got gears.
But we can go fast.
Well, we could climb too.
Yeah.
I take that back. Some fixed gear guys can climb like crazy.
Just come over here and steal Mikey's bike.
Yeah. I should.
Do it.
No, there's too much dust on it.
Easy, bro. Easy.
I wouldn't know what to do with all the dust.
It's because I go through like really dusty parts of town.
Oh, do you? Yeah. BMX track at Woodward Park?
Yep.
Yeah.
Me.
Nice. So I was looking forward to a little beer riding because these guys are all beer drinkers. They've been down to the beer garden.
Mm-hmm.
One of them's friends with Scotty B.
Whoa.
And he's like,
got some good friends.
He's like, you know Scotty B? I was like, yeah, I know Scotty B. He's like, have you ever had the Quinn? I was like, yes. Oh, yes, I have.
The Buddy Quinn Chief.
Buddy Quinn Chief. So I was kind of impressed. This guy's had a Scotty B beer before.
Mm-hmm. It impresses the ladies.
It wasn't one of those, hey, my friend homebrews, but I never tried it.
Oh, no, these guys are beer drinkers. Mm-hmm. They remember. Well,
they need to change that ride to Thursday nights.
Oh, that'd be good. But then you couldn't do the hump day ride.
All right. Well, then you got to go to Spookeasy.
That's a better idea.
Since it's bike thing, since it's one of the most friendly bike bars in the West Coast.
I believe you're onto something here. That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah. You're welcome. No consultation fee needed.
And what else? Oh, Mikey.
Yes.
So this is probably. Oh, now you're leaving. Great. Yes, but you're not here for the question.
I can hear you.
What?
What?
Can't hear you. You're not on the microphone.
So I'm guessing your second favorite day besides opening day for baseball is May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you. Always.
Do you have a May the 4th beer? On dock.
I don't have that planned out yet.
Oh. Do you? Is this something you will plan out?
Now I will.
Okay.
Now I'm going to have to plan a May the 4th beer.
I don't see more
on my plate.
Yes. Just what I needed.
More shit to do.
I don't see a better opportunity to drink a stout than in the springtime than on May the 4th. Come to the dock side.
Pick out a stout. Are you happy now?
No.
I'll pick out a stout.
Because I know you, and you'll be like, I tried to get a stout, yeah, but all I have is IPA in my fridge.
I went to one place being my fridge.
Yeah.
And they didn't have it.
So $3.94 it is.
Speaking of fridges, if anyone wants our beer fridge, we're going to be getting a new fridge in the house. at some point here.
Oh, no.
In the near future. And that the house fridge is going to move out here. And
wow.
Because the house fridge has more capacity.
Can we raffle this off?
Maybe.
Can we have a raffle to win?
They have to actually come here and get it.
Oh, yes. We will not ship it.
Refrigerators are a pain in the ass to freaking move. So,
raffle off the perfect pour fridge.
Damn it. I can already see it. Hey, guys, come over. I just want to hang out and podcast. We have to move the fridge out of the house.
Yep. Oh, if you guys want that patio bar, if you guys know that, remember the patio bar that's out there? By the pool.
Oh. Are you getting a new patio bar or what?
No. Producer Becky wants that thing out of here. So I got to get it out of here.
Nice.
So you guys want it.
Patio bar is going free with purchase of beer fridge.
Yes. Free with beer donation. It's not a joke.
I actually have to get rid of it.
It's kind of a serious thing, guys.
Neighborhood cleanup cannot come soon enough.
We don't get that. I'm a county island.
Oh,
I don't get that.
I just drag it over my place.
I don't get to drag it over. Oh, yeah. Let me know. I'll drag all kinds of shit in front of your house.
Yeah.
At the old place, man, the old neighborhood, we have in here in Fresno, we have these, was it every 6 months or is it once a year?
It used to be. Now it's once a year.
Yeah, where you can just take anything out to the street pretty much and they'll take it. And in my old neighborhood, it never got to the point where the garbage guys would take it. It was gone in 10 minutes. Urban. Somebody, scavenger would come by and
the urban take miners.
It. Yep.
But, is that metal? I'll take it.
And then the worst is that they would tear it all apart and leave all the crap.
Yes, and I've seen them do that. They strip the plastic parts off and take the metal.
Yep.
There we go. There's your first tangent of the show. Neighborhood cleanup beers.
Any more culture, Matt? Nick. Matt Nick.
Matt Nick.
Nick, you're all good? You got more stuff. You got more things.
Tioga Sequoia has a new Craft Out Loud video. And it features mountain bikers. And it almost makes me want to ride a mountain bike.
Almost. It's dangerous, man. I did that in Tahoe last time I was in South Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Did that.
Oh, downhill?
Yeah.
On the ski slopes?
No. It was just like up. It was just on a trail, actual mountain bike trail. Okay. It was scary, man. You get going some pretty hardcore speeds, and you're like, shit, what's going to happen?
Yes, the fear sets in.
Yep. You're slick. Like, one little slip up, and I might die right now.
I could die. And
but I don't want to slow down, because then I won't look cool.
Yeah, you cannot be seen not looking cool. Yeah.
Come on, bro. Yeah, I'm going, bro.
Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm just, watching my...
Well, there's a rabbit. I didn't want to kill it.
Yeah, totally rabbit. Red fox.
Super red fox.
Badgers.
Don't need no stinking badgers.
Just kidding. I'm going to stick to the road.
So, Craft Out Loud, huh?
Craft Out Loud.
Hashtag Craft Out Loud.
Check it out on their page. I think it's on their Facebook page.
I don't know.
And again, Matt's not in it. He sees a camera and he runs and hides.
It's not my job.
Not my job. Hey, not my job. Don't pay me to look pretty on camera, all right?
I was going to try to say something, but that didn't happen.
You did. You tried to say something. You accomplished that. Did you guys see this?
Maybe.
Before we move out of culture?
Yes. I mean, of course I saw it.
Declaration Brewing in Denver, or they're in Colorado, Denver, I believe. They are claiming this to be the biggest variety pack ever. 400, the 420 pack, 420 beers in this. 17 and a half cases worth of beer. It comes in this large box. And it's a dedication to 420, the date 420. It's coming out
really?
On 420.
Really?
And well, it's out. And you can pick it up there in Denver, a couple places in Denver. And it's like this box. It's like a big, like size of like a big U-Haul box, maybe.
Nice.
And it's 420 pack.
of beers.
So I guess if you're having a large party, that would be cool to get.
420 guests.
It was impressive.
Or is this 210 guests and they each get two beers?
Maybe. So it looks fun.
Okay. Is it all unique beers?
It's their beers, but it's like a variety pack of their beers.
So either they have a lot of beer or there's like repeats.
Yeah, I think there's probably like three or four different beers. Mm-hmm. And it's all a lot of repeats. So
it's interesting, but though.
If you're in the Denver area, perfect pour. I never hear anybody. Oh, no, we do have friends that moved to Denver, right? That send this beer. So
Gabe.
Gabe's over there. Gabe can go get himself a 420 pack. So that's all the culture I have. Everyone good with culture? Ready to move on?
We're
enjoying this coffee porter thingamajog.
Some of us are enjoying that
coffee. Oh, Matt, keeping it real, man.
Not my favorite.
Keeping it real on the reels. We got some email. We don't mind getting email.
Ooh, how about
that? We don't always have to have voicemails. We get emails as well. PerfectPourPodcast@gmail.com. And a link is always in the show notes as well. Brian Garrett emailed us. So, a few weeks ago, I intended to counter Florida Steve's assessment of Total Wine's website because up until that point, I'd never had an issue either ordering beer for pickup or merely checking to see if something was in stock. That has changed. I've been on the hunt for some Sierra Nevada Bigfoot, and there is none to be found in South Florida, at least not at the Total Wines in Broward County. After it appears on the website at one store, I quickly went there and found there was none. Then on Easter Sunday, I was at the in-laws on the west coast of Florida. The nearest Total Wine was over on there, also claimed that to have Bigfoot. However, a special trip to that store solely for the acquisition of some Bigfoot, I was informed by the sales associate that after an exhaustive search, there was none there either. So, in short, I have to concur with my fellow Floridian. You can't trust the Total Wine website. Other than that, I thought I'd give you an update on the beer situation at Colorado ski areas since the AB InBev buyout of Breckenridge Brewery. Just got back from two ski trips within 3 weeks, and the landscape has changed a little bit. The big beer influence can still be felt. A couple of on mountain bars at Breckenridge that turned into an all ABV are unchanged, but I'm happy to report that the marquee bar at the base of Peak 8, the T bar, has a good mix of local indie Colorado beer, including New Belgium, Oscar Blues, and Odell's. As a point of reference, the base of Peak 8 is where the half pipe is for competitions like the Mountain Dew Series and the X Games. They have the big stage erected for concerts and other events. If you've seen any skiing events, probably from Breckenridge on TV, you've seen the base of Peak 8. Keystone Resort, a short distance from Breckenridge, is really feeling the big beer pressure. Two of the three on mountain bars are all AB InBev. And at the third half, the tap handles are AB InBev.
Oh.
Jeez. The third has a couple of local indie beers, but they aren't exactly my first choice in beer style, and I'm forced to drink them solely because I refuse to buy AB InBev. That's right.
Good job.
The best craft beer mountain that I regularly ski at is Arapaho Basin. Great selection of craft beer. As far as I can tell, the only AB InBev product I saw was big cans of Corona. I'll save the rest for a future email. Keep up the good work. Brian from Florida. Thank you, Brian. We got the lowdown, the Breckenridge stuff.
Breckenridge.
And then one more. We got an audio email from the Scotty. The Scotty, he has done some great beer label art for some Perfect Pour themed homebrews that themed the show. So hold on, it's coming. Maybe
that's what she said.
All right. Hold on. There we go.
Just got finished with them. Hey, Perfect Port Podcast. This is the Scotty91 calling in with his voicemail debut.
Whoa.
After being a longtime listener, thanks to Diamond.
Diamond!
Got finished with an awesome bottle share with a bunch of my friends where my goal is to drink 12 more unique beers to hit 2,500
taps. Damn.
Got to try some cool stuff like New Belgium's Dayblazer, Sierra Nevada's Beer Camp Golden IPA, some local stuff from Connecticut, Rhode Island, some cool ciders since one of my friends is big into ciders. Also got to try some Chocotasso.
What?
thanks to Chu sending me a bottle of that. Thank you so much, Chu, for sending me that. So awesome. Also sent me a bottle of Tioga Sequoia barley wine, which I'm waiting to try still.
Never heard of it.
He sent me some Tioga Sequoia swag. So cool. Got to return the favor and send you back some stuff from Relic Brewing here in Plainville and some other Connecticut Brewing beers. But I also hit my 2,500th beer on Untappd. It's a beer you guys might not be a huge fan of. I know because of some legal issues.
I'll be the judge of that.
But it was Brooklyn Brewing's Black Ops.
Oh. How about that?
Good beer, though.
This beer is amazing.
It is a good beer.
It is well worth the price paid for it. It breaks the $20 challenge bank by a bit. But it's well worth it. And I'll be sipping on it tomorrow during the New York Rangers game 5 against the Montreal Canadiens.
I think the Rangers got their ass kicked.
My first question to you guys is
game 4.
Who do you root for as for a hockey team? I know you've got three in California. You get the Ducks, the Sharks, the Kings. But if you have to choose somebody for a hockey team, who do you have to choose? I know Mikey is a baseball fan. Nick and Matt, you're probably not the hugest sports ball puck fan.
Sports puck.
But if you had to pick a team, who would you have to pick to root for? Obviously, big New York Rangers fan. My second question goes out to be, if you had to pick a beer for your 2,500th beer on tap, no money concerns, what would that beer be? Obviously, I picked Black Ops as mine. I liked it. So if you had to choose one, what would you pick? So this is the Scotty91. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Untappd the Scotty91. And hopefully I'll be calling back in soon. And of course, keep up the good work, guys.
Oh yeah. That's how we know he listens.
Yeah, that's one of the ways. That was awesome. Thank you. He has done the Chocotasso label. He did the aforementioned Scotty B, the Mighty Quinn label. He has a Scotty doesn't even know this because I don't think he's in the Facebook group. Well, we should probably invite him to the Facebook group because
he's on Facebook. He's in
the header on the Facebook group is the one he did of Top Whore. It's like a Top Gun themed, but it says Top Whore. It's pretty rad. I want to have t-shirts made of that.
Yes.
The brothers aren't into sports.
Well, you know.
Do you want to throw out somebody you would?
I mean, Emilio Estevez is the coach of the Ducks.
You didn't say the Ducks.
I mean, how cool is that to have a celebrity coach as, you know.
Does Matt have any opinion on the hockey team?
I know a lot of very attractive females that care a lot about the Sharks. San Jose, right?
Yes.
Yep, there you go.
If Fresno has any team the most, I think it would be Sharks fans the most. Mm-hmm, there are definitely Kings fans as well, but I think mostly Sharks fans. But I am a Vancouver Canucks fan. Vancouver Canucks fan since the early 90s. Since Pavel Bure's rookie year.
Are you just name dropping?
Yeah, since Pavel Bure's. And yeah, Scotty and I have an issue because the Canucks, the only time I've seen my Canucks in it, that's not the only time now, but the first time I saw my Canucks in the Stanley Cup playoffs was against the Rangers, and the Rangers beat him in seven. Bure hit the freaking goalpost and like a minute left that could have tied the game. But
I know. I was really disappointed.
So I'm a hardcore Vancouver Canucks fan. They've been not doing that work great the past few seasons, so it's kind of been slow for me hockey-wise. But the Rangers are in the playoffs. They're still active at the time of this podcast. So.
Yeah. I knew that.
You knew that.
Yeah.
Mark Messier, we share a player, Mark Messier.
What's the team that Mike Myers always wears? It's like a red.
I think he wears a Red Wings.
Is it Red Wings?
I think it's Red Wings.
I really like that logo.
He usually wears a Maple Leafs too, though.
Oh, okay.
He might wear a Red Wings jersey, but
maybe that was just for Wayne's World.
I think it's just for Wayne's World.
I really like that logo. It's a wheel with a wing coming off the back. I always thought that was a cool logo.
Yeah, that was one of the original teams. I think he's a Maple Leafs fan, though. In actuality, but
in real life.
In real life.
Who cares about real life?
Yeah, who cares?
Just fantasy.
And then his other question about what would be your 2500 unique beer check-in. I think at this point, since it's a beer I haven't had yet, it's the one from the Heady Topper guys.
Focal Banger.
I haven't had that yet, I don't think. It might have been like Chew brought us like so many beers that when he came up, that a couple of them I forget. So I'm like, did we have Focal Banger when Chew was here? I don't think we did. So, but Chew says he's got that shop in Long Beach that he knows how to get some Focal Banger.
Damn.
But you got to tell him that you know Chew, and then you might get the hookup. Maybe Chew, but just remember that. What would be your 2500 unique check-in, Nick?
I would like to pretend I'm a badass and drive up to Sierra Nevada and have something that you cannot get, you know, anywhere else but at Sierra Nevada.
Yeah, yeah.
In reality, I would probably just stay home and drink a Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
That's not a bad choice to have the mother.
Yeah, I would like to bring Godfather it back around.
Of craft beer, the Sierra Nevada Pale.
Bring it back around to, you know, my gateway beer, essentially. Right. Bring it back home for a landmark beer like that, a milestone beer like that.
That's a good choice. Well, you have one, Matt.
I'd be sitting on the patio of Faction, staring into the bay.
Oh,
And whatever's in my glass.
That's your favorite view of the beer gardens you've been to.
There is Faction's. Not much better views than from Faction's patio. Not much. There are places with good beer. There are places with good food. And there are places with good views, and that is one of them that has good views. And bring your own burrito.
BYOB? Oh, yep. That ain't the way you do 2500. It must be brought to
man,
you.
Oh, man, that didn't get the pop.
Uh-oh.
Didn't get the
you need
pop.
Me to take that on a bike ride real quick?
Yep.
I love gold!
New beer entering the show.
I've been excited to try this one out.
This one, sent to us from Drake's Brewing.
Lo-yo.
Our girl, Lo-yo.
We got Hop Vice.
This is Hop Vice. It is a white IPA. It's a limited release from Drake's. This is ABV is 6.2. IBU is 67. The OG is 13.5. What's that?
Original Orange gravity. Juice.
Original gravity.
The FG is 2.0.
Final gravity.
Oh.
The fucking guy.
You use those two numbers to figure out the percentage of alcohol.
Hazy white IPA. Hops are Amarillo, Halaruta, Blanc, Idaho 7, Jarillo for the dry hop, Pacific Jade, Cascade, and Kabuta for Whirlpool, and Chinook for Kettle. The grains are 2-0. Woo! Weyermann Pilsner malt, white wheat, flaked rye, flaked white wheat. The yeast is California Ale number 1. This is good to pair with Siciliana cheese, lime cilantro chicken tacos, and Thai coconut soup.
Ooh, what?
Thai? I don't know, man. That's crazy pairing right there. That's a Bay Area kind of pairing.
Food truck.
12-ounce bottles and 6-packs, and also kegs.
This has all the
March
things.
Through May availability. So there you go. Drop Drake's Hop Vice, and it's got the Miami Vice theme. That's it. Drake's does well on the labels. Always enjoy Drake's labels.
Needs more speedboat.
This would be good on the speedboat.
A speedboat beer.
I like it. It is kind of a blend of a white IPA and a little bit of New England haze blend.
Drinks very nice, though. Mm-hmm.
Super crash.
Mm-hmm.
This is a crasher.
Bitter as all hell. I love it.
It's a good one. Good one, Drake's.
Oh, did you see this scan with Untappd app?
Oh. Ooh, you can scan it with the Untappd. What happens?
I don't know. Probably just checks in the beer.
They're like, yeah, I think they're good about that. They're like, we recognize that you're on Untappd, and please scan it.
Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving?
Wow. 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour. You can call us with stuff, topic you think we should talk about, or something you think we missed, something about the show you think's going on, or something you think all beer geeks need to know about in your town, or whatever, stuff, kind of stuff like that. And our first voicemailer of the week is...
Hey, guys! This is for the Perfect Pour podcast.
Good.
Hey, guys! I'm not driving! This is Ian from the Akrons of Ohio once again.
Akron!
First thing to touch upon is a tangent, at least, that the gentleman spoke of. There is more to the city of Akron than the Black Keys.
Oh.
The city of Akron is...
That was probably me.
...home to... the largest industries for the automotive, or for the automobile, you know, the idea of Goodyear, we have Goodrich, Firestone, they all came out of the city.
Tires.
Whoa. It's pretty interesting, yes, indeed. What are they? My time in a Mexican restaurant makes me think, or at least makes me affiliate with the Chew. And it's such a great episode. But, yeah, so calm back into you guys. To have my one moment of a tangent, and also to a shout out for being a gentleman existing out in Ohio, the Midwest. It is so beautiful. I'll use the word that Alpine has a contract with a distributor. It is so amazing that us little, you know, corn-fed peons out in the middle heart. The heartland, if you will, are being encultured by such great beers. And for all of Alpine's fantastic, I guess, shit, the words are saving me. For their...
hate words.
For their great lineup, words. I have to really give a stand up and a round of applause to their Windows Up. You know, the Alpine Windows Up is fantastic when you pour any beer
that
smells so, with large air quotes, vegetative in that greatest of danky-danky sense, and yet it drinks like fruit punch, mosaic, personified. It's amazing. And the fact that Ohio, and at least I hope most of the Midwest, has this amazing beer at our fingertips. It's amazing. You know, I don't mean to, you know, pull a Trump out with just the amazing, amazing, amazing. It's great. Awesome.
Oh, man.
The best, it's best beer. It's
pretty cool for the fact that
Akron has the best beer.
The guys out in California can really teach those in the Midwest a thing or two. So hats off to Alpine. Windows Up. Perfect pour. Keep up the good work, guys!
Yes!
And ole, I'm driving! Wow. Hey, take care, guys. Love you.
He just did a thank blend you of Scotty B and Chew Your Beer.
The blend! Hey!
Ole, I'm driving! I wish Scotty B would give us the ole, I'm driving drop.
Keep up the good
I hadn't been able to find that for a while, so there we go. Thanks, man. I'm that's good to hear the Alpine. This, you know, the good thing of Green Flash buying Alpine is Akron, Ohio can drink Alpine beer.
Wow.
That's pretty rad.
That is pretty rad. I don't think I've even seen windows up here.
Well, just wait for Bincott. Might hear about it.
Yeah, bro.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, bro. Slow your roll.
Yeah, come on, man.
No, let's go now. Let's go now.
Step over.
Let's go now.
Bincott, bro.
Let's do it now.
Do it now.
Let's get on with it.
How's it going?
Perfect 4-5.
I'm bored.
Beer Father here. We just finished recording.
Uh-oh. Beer with Friends.
4-hour.
Podcast. Episode 4.
Whoa.
Amazing Bears Head.
We haven't even done that.
All the guys still in studio.
And still standing.
Yeah, still here. And we just wanted to say cheers for all that you've done for us. We know you guys are coming up on episode 200.
No.
And I'm looking forward to
Who
hearing
told you what that?
Be special for that. We just had an amazing special episode for
an espresso episode
100. Episode? Anybody want to give a shout out to the Perfect Four that
they don't watch nobody.
They don't. Who?
Congratulations on upcoming 200. This has been an episode worthy of 100 down here in Illinois. And yeah, don't mind
the 100 strike
background, because there's an individual here that may or may not have had way too much.
No.
Nick Hunger officially hunger strike.
Yeah,
is Fontana Jim there?
When we call them,
so that they're at 200.
They're coming up on 200.
It's Fontana Jim.
100.
Yes,
that's awesome. We're gonna catch you guys.
We'll never catch you.
We'll never catch you, but we're right on your tail.
Come at me, bro.
Yes, and yeah.
We're going to tape on Tuesday and Thursday.
Yeah, we're doing two episodes.
Well, I hope you're all divorced.
Yeah.
You will be soon.
I'm kidding. We're going to do Sunday and Thursday.
Oh,
yeah,
Uncle Phil's in. It's a perfect pour.
I don't have to show up for the extra episode. Then we're fine.
Whatever you want. Like if you want to shoot.
Hey, plan your show on a different time, guys.
No.
Do your show meeting on a different time.
You guys were complaining last week that you didn't have enough voicemail.
Yeah.
This is how we're contributing to the
game. Oh, so we asked for this.
This is our fault.
Have a dozen drunk guys.
You take full responsibility.
There's like 40 voicemails going on right now.
Yeah. Funny, I can call too.
The Beer Friends Podcast. Check out episode 100. It'll be out there. Otherwise, cheers to what you guys are doing. Keep up the good work. And we love what you do out there on the West Coast. So. Catch you later.
Yeah, man. Beer with Friends. Beer with Friends. All
right. That is going in my notes as best of 2017 voicemail right now.
My advice to Beer with Friends, they did a thing. Their whole network did a thing where all the shows are on one feed.
Yeah.
I would not advise that. I think they're probably realizing that was a mistake. I would get doesn't matter, even if you're in a network, I know that's not unprecedented. People have done that. And there is some positive things about it, is having all, you know, different shows in your network all in one feed.
Mm-hmm.
But each show still needs to have their own feed. And that's my one complaint.
I agree with that.
Is I want to listen to the Beer with Friends. Mm-hmm. I don't want to listen to all the other ones.
Yeah.
And then you got to cycle through the other ones. And no offense to the other ones, but... You know, so I would like to see Beer with Friends get on their own feed, but then that's just a whole mess. They're in. See, that's the problem, is like once you get locked into something, then it's like a whole thing to get out. So just a little podcasting advice there from what I know from, you know, podcasting since the beginning of podcasting. That's all.
Oh, that's all.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you did it first?
I did it first. Podcasting before you were born, bro. No, Beer with Friends, man. They're on there. You can find them still. So, you know, screw it. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
It's the Fontana G.
Yeah, speak of the devil. His ears are burning.
Some people might have followed me on the old Twitters. Posted something earlier in the week when I was having
What did you post?
A special box edition, limited edition Firestone Walker beer, and I noticed on the label it says production 4,000.
Uh-oh. Cut him off.
Whoa.
Freaking, I still don't know if that's a Google Voice thing or if that's just the person's phone, but I'm sorry, Fontana Jim. They cut off. Not our fault. It's Google Voice. Yeah,
not our fault.
Not our fault. Call back in next week? Because it doesn't look like he called back in, so he didn't know. That sucks. We need to get a new system going here.
Hey, guys.
It's Paul.
Calling you from the Fieldwork Street Corner.
Oh,
yes.
Might need to do a little bumper for that.
Fieldwork Street Corner. I would love to hear it.
I'm calling you with this year's prediction for the hot summer beer trend.
Unicorn beers.
Yes. All right, here we go.
Hazy, juicy, Northeast-style Imperial Stouts.
No!
Just you wait.
Coming, Nick.
We joke about this, but I bet you somebody's going to do it. Black IPAs? Remember
I'm waiting.
That?
Yeah.
Does anybody make a black IPA anymore?
Cascadian Dark Ale, bro.
Trends come and go.
They don't.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk a little bit about microdosing.
Whoa.
So,
that sounds terrible.
It sounds amazing.
You know, quite often, two or three times a week, I pop into field work.
Microdose.
And I just get a couple little tasters, you know?
Yes.
At the most. And it's just the right amount of alcohol so that I just get this little glimmer of like, the world is wonderful.
Life could be good.
Fantastic, but it doesn't slow me down.
Yeah, because you got to go. You're on the go.
And that's go back to work, of course, would be to just have a full pint of something. But because I'm forced to just get back in the truck and go back to work, I'm left with this wonderful feeling for the rest of the afternoon. And that's my alcohol microdose theory. I'm going to test a little more, do a little more research on that. But I think there's something to it. Just little teeny tasters, probably no more than 10 ounces, and you're feeling great.
Yeah.
So, try that. Anyway, talk to you guys soon.
As soon as Fieldwork gets, thanks, Paul. As soon as Fieldwork gets her tap room going here in Fresno, right, Fieldwork? We'll try that. But yeah, mm-hmm. I like what he's saying. You just get where you're. He's saying at the outer edge of a buzz. You're just beginning a buzz, and then that just you just kind of let that happen for the rest of the afternoon. This is my theory about this summer I was gonna be trying table beers, low ABV table beers.
Table beers.
Because I think that might work for day drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So basically saying, so, you know, finding that sweet spot of just getting enough alcohol to have a little buzz going, but it doesn't affect anything adversely.
Yes. Still functioning.
Right.
That's what you'd think.
Non-headache.
For professional drinkers, you can do this.
You don't stop too soon where you're disappointed.
What is it they say? You have to do something for 10,000 hours to become a
professional
at it?
Or a master.
Master.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got a lot of hours to put in. I don't know if I've put in 10,000 hours of beer drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I did that last week.
Oh, I did last week.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to hear from Paul again. We're still in voicemails.
Hey, guys.
Oh, no.
There he is.
It's Scotty B. Scotty B.
Hey, I remembered what I forgot last week.
Yes.
I left that voice though. I said there was something else, and I couldn't remember what it was.
Yes.
I remember now. It was concerning the Skittles IPA.
Oh, yeah.
So this is how it's going to happen. Thanks to Rad Stacy's rad idea,
Rad Stacy.
Whether or not you knew it was an idea or not, doesn't matter. I am going to dissolve.
Son of a bitch.
And
cut
now
off again.
We don't know what he was going to design.
Oh, Scotty B's going to design something we don't know. Scotty B, we don't know.
What are we going to do?
Scotty doesn't know. What are we going to do? Scotty B, you got to tell us what you're going to do, man.
That reminds me. I think there was a post to our Facebook
page. These are one of my favorite things of the voicemails is what Scotty B's going to do with his beer. Scotty B's one of the most heralded home brewers in Fresno, part of the Warthogs Home Brewers Club in Fresno. He's one of the he's one of the big higher ups, man.
He's a higher
very
up.
Very corporate Scotty B.
El Presidente.
Yeah. So he comes up with all these kind of unique things to brew, and he does them because he's got AB. And now we don't know what he's going to do.
Gold!
New beer on the show. Double IPA from Pure Project.
Thanks to Greg from SD Beer Talk for donating this.
Signal. Thank you, Greg. SD Beer Talk. Another great beer podcast. Galaxy and Citra Hops. 60 IBU. 8.7. Sorry. Not playing the game here. No games. No games, man.
We don't play games.
San Diego Pure. One of the cleanest cans. Can Arts, you'll see. Ooh, it looks good. It's a DIPA. We're getting into the
hazy DIPA. Hazy DIPA.
I like it. Like that style. Ooh, that's good aroma. Taking all that aroma.
Dare I say it's good? Dare I say a double IPA is good? Dare I?
That is good.
It's actually not bad.
Mm. Damn it. Pure. You are doing the good things, the God's work. Beer God's work.
Hey, this is for the Perfect Four. Hey, it's Ian from Akron's. Want to call and to mention three things, a triple tangent. Number one, I listen to your podcast. I listen to you guys while I work. And my morning job, I do food prep at the back of a Mexican restaurant. So was listening to the episode that you had with Indie Beers and the Sledgehammer IPA and that kerfuffle trying to get Pete Gabriel's Sledgehammer on.
That one cut him off. Son of a bitch. Google voicemail. You are killing me. That was the one where... There was the one where Matt got Sledgehammer on. You played Sledgehammer.
Sledgehammer.
But there might be another one where we didn't play it. I don't know.
Oh, if I can play Sledgehammer, I'll do it.
Yeah, you will. Son of a bitch. I hate... This is the last voicemail of the week. I'm pissed off. We got three cut-off voicemails.
We're only at the Perfect Four. Guess what, check it out, home.
Check it.
Cinco de Mayo's around the corner, home.
Oh, yeah. You know,
my gente, my Mexican people, homes, don't really celebrate Cinco de Mayo, homes, in Mexico. But guess what? We do in California and around the nation, that's it. So I got a question for you three guys. Check it out. And if you have a hose, they can answer it too, homes. I am looking for like a good pilsner, homes, like a Mexican lager or a good pilsner that I can enjoy while watching the Chavez versus Canelo fight, homes, on May 6th. They're not paying me to advertise it, is it? I don't care, homes.
Nice. Get a good fight, they should.
And I'm gonna get drunk. I say,
yeah. So
you guys can recommend.
Hope a the good fight lasts more than a round.
Or Mexican lager that I can drink and I can find. So hopefully by the time this comes out and you guys answer, homes, at least it would fall on that weekend, and I can go shopping on Friday, homes. So that's a quick one, essay. And you know what? As a matter of fact, pair me a good food, with your pilsner or your Mexican lager, homes. And don't give me no fucking tacos, eh? I'm fucking tired of tacos. That's all I eat. Give me something.
That's all we have.
Orale, this is Chew Your Beer. Night to watch your homes. Peace out.
Peace out. Thank you, Chew.
I ate the watch.
There's an indie Mexican brewer, like Oscar Reales, I believe. We had it once on the show. Fresno's one of the first ones to get it. And I would recommend that, but I don't think Chew can get that. So what can Chew get there?
Too bad that Alesmith 40-ounce to Freedom isn't out till June.
Yeah, that
Anchor would be released their new Mexican style lager. It's the Giants beer.
Oh God, no! I'm not doing that.
Yep, that's my recommendation.
He's a Dodger fan.
He said Mexican style lager. He didn't say
can't drink.
That's
a
not
Giants
a baseball
beer.
Team that I don't care for. He didn't say that.
Does Dust Bowl get down there? The Hobo Pilsner.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Or the Taco
I don't think Dust Bowl
Taco
gets
Truck
down there, though. That I'm aware of. Yeah, the taco truck.
Taco Truck Lager.
From Dust Bowl as well. That one's solid.
That'd be my pick, the Taco Truck. Yeah,
that's a good pick. I don't think Dust Bowl's down there. I don't think. Somebody send, choose some Taco Truck. Tri-tip, man. Eat some tri-tip. Oh, I know you're sick of tacos. Our two foods, Fresno foods, are tacos and tri-tip. So you like to barbecue chew. Mm-hmm. Barbecue. I'd like to see what Chew would do with the tri-tip. I should have had one ready here for when Chew was here. I'd be like, all right, Chew.
Oh, some smoked tri-tip.
Let me see what you got. But
make him cook.
Yeah. All podcasting. Hey, cook. Bring us beer and cook.
We got a barbecue mic.
And Louis is now going to take producer Becky's seat.
So. Mine. This is mine.
This is mine now.
This is my chair.
So, you have any other recommendations for Chew for Cinco de Mayo or watching a fight? A good fight beer. What's a good fight beer? Fight
beer. There's not a beer called Fight Club?
Oh, there should be.
Or does nobody talk about
it? Nah, yeah, nobody can talk about it. Good.
So we won't know.
Hmm. I guess lagers are a good fighting beer. Just got to drink lagers.
Does Modern Times do a lager? Have they ventured into that yet?
They have an ice. I think it's called ice.
Yeah,
it's
their Pilsner. We talked about it. A Pilsner. Mm-hmm. There. That's what. Find that ice beer.
Find that.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
559-492-0542. Sorry about the cutoff stuff. I'll look into that. Maybe it just the app needs to be updated. I don't know, man. Technology. Matt, what do you think of this pure double IPA?
I'm actually really enjoying it.
Nick, what do you think of it?
It's okay.
I think it's good.
There's a weird apricot-y flavor to it.
Really? Ooh. Shots fired, I guess.
Pew, pew, pew.
Looking out for beers.
This is a time where we look out for new releases out there in the beer world. Things you might find interesting, or we might find interesting.
Or we might.
Nick, what are you looking at for, man?
Oh, me?
You've got your notes ready. I can see.
I do. Bellwoods Brewing.
Bellwoods? Where's Bellwoods?
Oh, great. Now you're going to make me look it up.
Never mind.
It was labeled by.
It's where it is.
It's a label wish. Milk Shark Pineapple Milkshake.
What the fuck?
Yes. Doesn't that sound totally normal?
Yeah. Sounds very drinkable.
I'm hoping Bellwoods Beer. Okay. Tell me where you're from.
Bellwoods. It sounds...
Toronto?
Holy shit. Oh, okay. You're asking for a Canadian beer, man. Good luck.
Canadian beer. So, total label by Milk Shark. Pineapple Milk Shark IPA. I'm hoping this tastes like a Dole Whip.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm
hoping
I get out of this beer if I were to ever have it. Like you're sitting there drinking it and you're thinking about the tiki room.
Tiki, 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 tiki room.
Mumford's Brewing at a LA 90s R&B.
That sounds fun. That's fun.
Apparently that's it.
Boo.
Those are my only two. Wow. Then I go into Bingcott.
Oh, okay. We don't need that yet.
We do not need that yet.
Matt, what are you looking out for?
Pizza Port has a new can. The Salona Beach. It's an IPA, 7%. Tap room only release.
Solana.
In cans. And anybody that wants to help us out, I'm looking out for. And then Pure Brewing has a collab with Mother Earth and one other brewery, which I don't know the name of. They're doing Earth Day. Earth Day release. It's called Three Sisters. It's an IPA in a 12-ounce can, so I'm looking out for that. That's what I'm looking at.
Speaking of Earth Day, Triple Rock invited us to go help them make a big collab brew up there. They're in the Bay Area, but it's next Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
That's when we record.
Oh, man.
I mean, we record on Friday. Live on Fridays. Don't they know when we record? They invited us to come brew, make a brew. That's for media people. A media person's brew.
Yes. It's going to taste awesome.
So I don't think we're going to make it.
But there was one more from Off Color Brewing, the Bear Bear. Bear as in naked and bear as in animal.
A naked bear? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Saw Hail Crafton drinking that one.
Oh, Hail Crafton. She's crazy, man.
She's crazy.
She's wild. Wild in Florida. All kinds of wild Florida listeners out there. Looking out for New Glory. We had a New Glory during our tailgate session. This is the Ubadank. I don't think I've ever had the Ubadank. It's out 16-ounce cans. Grangeville Liquor had it.
Wow.
So it's somewhat local.
It's
a West Coast IPA.
Had it at Rocket Dog with a Get It with Randy.
Oh.
That's a Pacific.
Oh, wow. All right.
That was a while back.
Maybe I've had an Ubadank. I don't know, but I want to have it regardless. Track 7, Sacramento's Track 7, the Hoppy Palm. There is, at NGA Close, they had a Hoppy Palm canned on 328.
Whoa.
Whoa. Need it. Bring it here right now.
Give it.
Go get it. Get it in an Uber.
That's NGA and Clovis.
Go get it in an Uber right now. Hey. Get
that You're kid. The Uber guy right
we're,
now.
We're not stopping this podcast over. Until.
You guys keep going. I'll be out there Uber. That would be kind of cool. One of us go do something, have a task during the show, and see if they make it back on time. Whoa.
One of your dogs just dropped a big task right now.
Thanks, Louie. Thanks, Louie. Son of a bitch. This show, the voicemails don't work. There's dogs doing things. What a freaking... Ah, damn it!
It got worse, or did you get round two?
No, it got worse.
It's exponentially.
Jeez. I don't know how your dog's alive inside.
Hey, guys, guess what I ate?
Fucking shit.
I ate the dog shit himself. The dog just sharted. He sharted on his own tail.
God damn. I like it. He's just like, what?
He's like, I don't understand what you smells guys great. Are talking about. We'll try to move on here. Amplified Ale Works in San Diego. This one is an awesome can. It's Juice Springsteen and the Yee Street Band.
Oh, no.
And it's got the Born in the USA Springsteen jumping with his guitar with the American flag behind him. But it's somebody else. It's not Bruce. But it's a hazy, juicy IPA in 16-ounce cans. It's an oat and hazy, juicy oat pale ale, sorry. Hazy, juicy, imperial oat pale ale.
Wow.
With Mosaic Simcoe
and imperial Denali. Pale ale.
Yes. Oat imperial pale ale. Juice Springsteen and the Yee Street Band. It's like so obvious that should have been done already, and it hasn't apparently. And then another San Diego one, Mother Earth Brewing Company's Power of Love.
Mm.
I don't know if it's a Huey Lewis reference. I don't think it is.
Need.
It's an American IPA, 6.7 Mosaic Amarillo Simcoe, 12-ounce cans.
What's more American than Huey Lewis?
I don't think anything is. I will tell you what's less American, Huey Lewis-inspired music playing at the Tower.
You will not be attending that show.
I will not go to that show.
With 80s rock cover band opening for them.
Yes. So that is some beers we think you should look out for. And now it's time on the show when we do
metal.
In Cut Drinking.
Yeah, man. Pull out your Untapped.
Did not see that coming.
Oh, you know what was going to happen.
Marty's on his skateboard.
You can see it now.
He's grabbing on the bumpers and
yeah.
He's like, man, look at me. I'm a raw skateboarder grabbing on the bumpers.
Riding by the Burger King.
Yep. It's waving hi to the ladies doing jazzercise in the
Hello,
window.
Hello, ladies.
Like, yeah, man, I'm the coolest guy in town. That's the power of love.
Oh, yeah.
Then later on, he does like the raw metal version for Huey, and he's like, you're too loud.
You're just too darn loud.
You're just too darn loud. Back to the Future reference.
Damn it.
The Nick 80 on Untapped. We're what all are three we on doing? Untapped. Nick is, you can find his username as The Nick 80.
Or we've been caught.
We are been caught, man. We've been caught.
Easter beers.
Oh, yes.
We you guys have report Easter, on beers?
Our Easter beers.
So, my Easter beers include beers like El Dorado,
such as,
and including. But not limited to
El Dorado.
And if you act now, we'll include a second. Just pay separate shipping and processing fees. Whoa! Fridge mic is hot.
Fridge mic is hot,
There's
baby.
A couple of things
that,
out here. You don't want
these?
Where's
that voice coming from?
You don't want these two beers over here?
He can't hear you. He has no headphones.
I can't hear what's going on over there, guys.
You said you don't want what we already have over here?
No, no, you got nothing.
You got nothing. You have zero
beers. You have beer over there?
There's a 2017 Parabola over here. We don't have to.
Oh, right? Parabola.
Parabola, Shmarabola.
Just in case, I'll bring one over.
In case you're totally bored with these beers.
I forgot.
No, do whatever you want. It's cool. No, it's fine.
Another two.
I said it's fine.
That's a show bear.
It is fine.
It's fine.
Show bear?
It's a show bear.
If you don't know, I'm not going to tell you.
All right. I'm waiting for that parable.
No, me too. Okay, so El Dorado from Firestone Walker, a boxed beer, a limited release, a proprietor's reserve, I guess.
Box. Sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm. And then followed by a Tap It, Father Time, Old Style Ale.
I've seen that label. Seen it.
Had it. It was a 2015. I think the El Dorado was 2015.
I love gold.
Also. I had a.
Sure you did.
Yeah. Listen to that. Ka-chow. Strangest place I'd ever thought I'd have a beer.
Strangest place you've ever had a beer.
Boomers Fun Park. You guys know Boomers?
Yeah, I do.
I know Boomers, yeah.
So they have a bar.
No, what?
Yes. They have an adult drinking area.
What?
Adult drinking refuge. And they have
it's
four.
It's like a, you know, amusement park for children.
Yeah, it's kind of like a, used to be Camelot Park, right?
Yeah. It's Dave and Buster's for kids. Every town.
For kids.
Yeah. Every town has one.
Yeah. And so I was wandering around. I was like, hey, that looks like a bar. And walk up closer. It is a bar. And so they got four taps. One of them happened to be General Sherman. So I was like, you know what? This seems right.
Wow. Maybe my kid's next birthday party is happening there.
Might be happening at Boomers.
No, I went there a couple weeks ago or drop off. My daughter's friend had their birthday party there.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like drop off situation.
Oh, yeah.
Those that, you know, have
young kids.
They were
just like, get out. Come on, go.
You're just like, is this a drop off party? And like, yeah, you can drop off. All right, dropped off.
All right, out of the car.
See you there. Thanks for the free babysitting for the next 2 hours.
There you go. So now you could Uber your daughter down there.
So now I'm just going to stand like, honey, I'll be in here drinking.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go, everything good? I'm going to go check this. See you later.
Make sure no kids are over here drinking.
Oh, no. Kids are not allowed in the adult playground area.
Yeah. Stay the hell out.
Mm-hmm. They did have 805, just in case you're wondering. It was almost a situation, mm-hmm. beer situation, uh-huh. Uh-huh. but sounds Sherman familiar. Saved the day. So that was interesting.
That's good.
And my latest can purchase was New Glory's Extra Pale,
mm-hmm.
which I'm thinking
had
of,
it.
Thinking is old, but
it's old.
Worth a try still.
Old beer.
Wow, oh, the aroma. This That's is what real sucks about aroma.
Freaking IPAs, man.
Mike, did you get this yet?
I haven't gotten it yet.
Matt's slacking.
No.
Oh, it's behind the box. You want this? Yeah. Do you?
I'm already stealing all your own.
Firestone Don't worry. Walker. Fresh glass. Firestone Walker 2017 Parabola.
There's like a vanilla note in there somewhere. Mm-mm.
Not hot. Not very hot like they typically are.
It's 14.5 though.
I realize it's hot, but it's not like rubbing alcohol burn.
But Mikey got it. Yeah. I mean, the hot's in the bottom.
No, he's drinking through his nose again.
That's way below 14.5, though.
Mike's pulling it straight through his nose. He likes to snort his Parabola.
It's a good thing this is only in a 12-ounce bottle.
Mm-hmm. For twice the price.
I heard somebody in town was selling these for like $13 for a 12-ounce bottle.
Man, that hurts. The upcharge, the novelty upcharge really makes this bottle expensive.
Mm, this is delicious, though, for 14.5.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. It's going to get crazy tonight.
It's way smooth.
Stay away from my Snapchat feed, guys.
Oh, no.
It's going to get crazy.
Taint party.
It's going to get crazy. Trench Run 22. Get on there. See what happened.
Follow or block. Your choice.
Block Trench Run 22. Trust me. Oh, man. Well, or been caught? You're still getting caught? Do you still get caught drinking stuff?
What was it? It was an IPA.
Yes.
Was it Fuzzy Wuzzy Was a Bear? Oh, 420 from the Stone.
Yes.
I enjoyed IPA. Before 420.
Enjoy by.
Mm-hmm.
You did it. You enjoyed it by the date.
Oh, yes.
Set out by Stone.
Great success.
Lawful date.
Stone FBI did not arrest me. Stayed within
regulations. Licensed contractor. Licensed drinking contractor.
And the rest was whiskey.
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 Whiskey. Whiskey.
Did we?
Marion. Whiskey.
Oh, we had
Raiders reference.
Easter dinner, Bravo.
Easter?
Mm-hmm.
Easter dinner.
Easter dinner.
New beer name, Easter dinner.
Easter dinner.
Ah.
Oh, man, that's good.
You're welcome, beer people.
And that concludes Ben Caught
Drinking. Ben Caught Drinking for The Nick 80. Matt, a.k.a. Bearded Brewer 87.
That's me.
On Untapped.
I've been having a lot of repeats, but Pale 394, picked up a six-pack of that.
Mm-hmm.
Been drinking on it. Hop Dome, been going through the four-pack of that. And then my new beer of the week was Factions Back in Town, Bottles and Draft. So Spokeasy had the Spring IPA on draft, and it was phenomenal.
Really? Ooh, I gotta try it. those bottles around town, too?
Bottles were, but I haven't seen them. I mean, they came. I'm pretty sure they sold out. You'll have to check who still has them. And then Goldstein's had like four or five Faction beers on draft. So man. It might still be there. So that's my bingo.
That was it, man.
That's it.
It was a light week of the drinking. I am just Dorktown on Untapped. I didn't, you know, brand everything together and think about that stuff until it's too late.
Uh-oh.
So, I got all kinds of different names going on. But Dorktown on Untapped this week. Of course, as aforementioned, it was Easter. You have some Easter beers to talk about.
The Yeaster Bunny.
What did we drink on Easter?
What did you drink on Easter?
Easter?
What did I drink on Easter? Well, I had a unique Easter because we had family. My parents were out of town in Arizona. Producer Becky's dad was out of town. So it was just like this weird kind of weird kind of Easter where it was just that we just decided, those of us that were in town decided to go to
just the two of us
decided to go to Yard House for Easter dinner. Like it's too small of a group to like go through all the freaking making dinner and cleaning house, all that stuff. I'm like, let's just meet up at Yard House. So that's what I did. I got to have Easter at Yard House, man. I had, I'm trying to get to the, damn it, the Yard House section.
Nice.
Where's the Yard House section? Damn it, that's another thing. Did I even check in stuff at the Yard House?
Do you know what you're doing?
I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. Windows Up IPA, mentioned earlier in
Oh, so you had it all notes to yourself.
I had a Windows Up on draft, bro.
Nice.
And here. Okay. So your house recently changed over. They every 6 months they do like a changing over of taps, of handles, different handles. And they just recently did this. And one of those is the Windows Up IPA. It's on their Chalkbark series.
Nice.
So the waitress asked, I said, let me have a Windows Up IPA. And she's like, we don't have that.
Oh.
And I'm like, here we go. Like, okay. I'm like, I know they have it, but I'm like, all right, I don't want to be that guy. So I'm like, oh, okay. She's like, well, I'll come back and you guys figure it out. I'm like, okay, you come back. And then
you give me time.
I look on their chalkboard, it says Windows Up. And I know it's new. I know that keg's not blown yet. There's no way. So when she comes back, I'm just like as nice as I, as douchey-less as I can.
Douchey-less.
She's like, I think it's on your chalkboard right now, that Windows Up. I'm pretty maybe it's, if it's out, just give me, because she's trying to get me to get the Duet. She's like, oh, Duet. Yeah, we got Duet. No. It's the Windows Up. But I'm like, if you don't have the Windows Up, give me the Duet. I know they have the Windows Up. I'm like, maybe it's blown. Maybe the keg's gone or something. But just give me the Duet if you don't. She's like, oh, okay, I'll check. I'm like, yeah, you go check. And of course, they had it. She's like, oh, I didn't see it. I didn't know. So this scares me that she's working there, and it's been on for at least a week.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm the first guy that's ordered a Windows Up. She's been there all week, and now this is the first time she's been confronted with somebody ordering Windows Up. So,
or
I know more than you.
Yeah.
Or she doesn't want you to have it.
she's running a game. She's blocking
this guy. This guy, he ain't getting it.
She's like, this guy's a douche.
Oh no, you're a Duet guy for sure.
She probably gave me a Duet, and I'm like, oh, this is great Windows Up. She's all, yeah.
How you like that?
Yeah. Oh, you could tell a difference between Windows Up and Duet? Oh, yeah, I could tell. Oh, yeah, and so that's a Windows Up, huh? Oh, yeah. Totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. So you're saying she effed with me.
I'm saying, yeah. I'm saying you still got Duet.
Damn it. Well, it was a really good Duet.
It was the best Duet.
Best Duet I've ever had. Also had a Track 7 Blood Transfusion IPA there.
What did you think of that?
I liked it.
Yeah?
I like it.
I think I had an old bottle.
Oh, because this is a new keg.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of their new ones that they changed over. So
yeah, I wanted to like it, but I think it was case of the old bottles.
Got a case of old bottles there, honey.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a case of old bottles. Also on Easter, we went and did an Easter egg hunt at the Tagaskoya Beer Garden.
Whoa!
Mm-hmm. I had a Hop Dome, even though I ordered an XPA. Still got a Hop Dome.
You have something written on you when you walk in. They're like, give this guy the wrong beer.
Fuck this guy over.
Whatever he orders, not what he gets.
Hey, see that guy? Fuck him over. Got it.
If he asks for XPA, give him Hop Dome.
Yep, give him anything different. Just Just screw with them. Just say, we don't have it.
It's the same color, isn't it?
Give them something else. Doesn't matter. Just mess with that guy. But no, it was good, though. I was actually happy I did because I hadn't had the Hop Dome on draft. So, also went to Eureka Burger. The Eureka Burgers.
Good Lord, all in the same day?
No, no, not the same. Not on Easter. This is a whole different day.
He gets out, bro.
I get out there, man. I get out in the... I had a Hop Vice on draft.
Oh.
But also, the interesting thing I had was from the brewery.
The brewery.
The brewery.
Anaheim's the brewery.
Right.
They're, now they have a wing making IPAs. And this is Hoppy Obligations from they're finally getting
the offshoot into, brewery.
They're finally making real beers. The brewery.
Nice.
You know, beers that people can drink.
Well played, sir. Well played.
And oh my God, it was good. It might have been my favorite beer I've had of the week. The Hoppy Obligations from the brewery, if you can have it. That was really good. And congrats to the brewery for now making a normal beer, finally. Sorry, man. Shoot, bro.
Are you sure that's the one you got?
And one more interesting beer. Actually, I had this one from Zone 9 Brewing. A Five Diamond IPA. Formerly Two Dudes.
Formerly Two Dudes.
Never heard of them.
Clovis Brewer.
Oh.
Zone 9. Oh, I've heard of them now. Clovis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Five Diamond IPA at Popolo's. It was pretty good. It was pretty, pretty good.
Nice.
I'll recommend trying it. And then here it is, the big one. I was at Casa Corona.
Oh, and I've been complaining about the
Bullard and West Casa Corona.
What could you have possibly had at the Casa Corona?
Once in a while, they have Lagunitas bottles.
I think you need to start with your food first.
And it seemed like years ago they had a Sierra. But I don't think they have Sierra anymore. I had enchiladas.
Okay. All right.
And the only craft, only 100%, well, I guess these guys aren't 100% real. Well, debatable.
Debatable.
That's still craft beer. Firestone's, you guessed it, 805, bro.
You did not. Beow, 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 beow. So you ordered something else and they gave you an 805.
Probably. But I had an 8. I ordered an 805.
Wow!
As much,
you went there.
We make fun of it. Ordered an 805, and you know what? It paired pretty well.
Do not. Tell
I
me.
Drank that real easy.
Could we go talk outside real quick?
I got may something not, to show you.
I may not be on the show for a while. I had an 805, and I did not have a problem.
I got a key to the studio, so we don't really need you.
Oh, man. Well, you got to edit and upload it. You can figure that shit out.
Wait, we edit the show?
What? Yeah, I know. Can you believe it? A two-hour show that still is edited? Don't believe it. So there you go. Ben Kodrick and...
Kill this no signal, bro.
Oh, I will gladly do that.
What's that sound?
Not physically kill it.
That sounds like a bottom pour.
I'm having the bottom pour. Well, guys, we've been having a lot of fun here.
Uh-oh. It's been real.
It's been real.
It's been fun. It's been real fun.
It's been fun. We don't have a bottom pour song, so top pour song seemed appropriate.
It's my turn.
It's my turn. It's my turn, guys.
My top. Me.
I'm going to have this.
Are you aroming? Aroma. Coma.
That's good.
Mm-mm.
Cheers. 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 Show and we're giving up some cheese.
like a little rush of cheers that I'd never heard before in there. I'm pretty sure that Paul from Fairfax can really, really dole out the songs. Damn it, Paul.
Damn it, Paul.
Cheers to it. We have our first new positive iTunes review in quite a while.
Oh, cringeworthy banter.
Groanworthy.
Sorry, groanworthy.
Yeah, that one was Hacky Radio. Was that last one? Groanworthy banter. But this one, our new on iTunes, you can give us a review, rate us 5 stars, give us a review. That's always cool. Subscribing to the show on whatever pod thing you listen to, that's the best thing you can do for us. Especially in iTunes. If you have iTunes, just subscribe to the show. Even if you don't listen to it through iTunes, just do it, man. Freaking game the system, man. Rage Against the Machine. Here's our new review from KDE Bonzo.
Like the name.
KDE Bonzo. Cool show, bro.
Uh-oh.
Just discovered the podcast on a road trip to Richmond, Virginia in search of some hazy IPAs.
Nice.
Dig the long format and laid-back style. The bumper songs in between segments are catchy, too. Cheers, and keep up the good work.
Oh, nice.
Nice review. Solid review, man.
Bumpers. Paul's a hit once again.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
So cheers, bro. The KDE Bonzo. Cheers always to our golden gods. The golden gods of the show are ones that donate stuff to the show, especially the ones that donate money through Patreon. Patreon is a website that you can donate money to the show, patreon.com/perfectpour, patreon.com/perfectpour, or look at perfectpourpod.com is all the info you need to get us and the patrons. Donate $5 or more a month to the show, and they get to hear the tailgate audio and other things we do, early releases of other things we do, a little bit early anyway, like the beer bench. We've been slacking off on the beer bench.
Yes.
There is a beer bench coming up new, this coming up. In between now and the next show, there'll be a new beer bench, at least one new beer bench. So on YouTube, we have a YouTube channel, The Perfect Pour on YouTube, and there'll be a new beer bench thing. So, but cheers to our golden gods that help us keep us from spending too much money on the show anyway. It's very rad and very appreciated. Also, cheers to Hophead 86, Jimmy Ortiz, Brian Hess, Bobby Diesel, Barry, and Manny G, and everybody that helps us out, that talks about the show and throws us on their own social media talking about the show. Hella appreciated. We're at Perfect Pour Pod on all social medias. Thank you, everyone. And cheers. Do you have Matt?
Ian and Bradley, both new Untapped friends. Cheers to them.
Cheers to Ian and Bradley. The Nick.
Hello. Hey,
you have cheers to peoples.
Seeing as this is the week of the unicorn for some dang reason.
Oh, that unicorn Starbucks
thing. Yeah. Cheers to Unicorn Brewing.
Where are they?
Instagram. I don't know. I could not find out, but that's their handle on Instagram.
That's their handle on Instagram. That's the deal.
Yeah, so it must be real. Cheers to our Get-Its of the week.
Ooh, some Get-Its. A Get-It, hashtag G-E-T-I-T, Get-It, is when two or more listeners of the show get together somewhere and drink.
Yeah, yeah. So, cheers to Larry Talley. He's having a personal beer fest, Get-It.
Yeah, that's because more of a personal beer fest.
He has yet to find another listener in Michigan.
Wait, Larry's in Michigan?
I think so.
Okay. I thought there was a Tulare. Larry.
He says, having a get it on my own because I live in Michigan.
Oh, okay. I got confused.
So maybe there is. I don't know. Maybe.
No, it's all right. That's cool. It's cool. Everything's cool.
Nimai Kearney, a.k.a. Zoro Not Zoro.
Zoro Not Zoro.
He's organizing a get it. I hope it goes well for him.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that. Keith Fitzgerald, he's having a get, or he had a get it with Fontana Jim and Jake from State Farm. And Jake from State Farm also had a get it. I don't know how that works. I think, so did Jake have two get it's, or did he become a part of somebody else's get it? I don't know.
He was at a get it.
He was having a get it. And I guess Matt and I had to get it on Easter because we were both in the same room.
Yep.
I don't know. Happened. Did you talk about any Perfect Pour related things?
Probably not.
No.
No get it. No.
No get it.
I'm calling no get it.
No get it.
We were going back to our old times of like working out when you car were brothers. Issues.
Remember when I was six and you were not six?
Yeah. Both parents' cars had check engine lights and we were dealing with that. And eating insane
check engine lights, amounts just of a food suggestion.
Because of Easter.
Manufacturer's opinion.
Yeah. So not to get it. I'm stating it. Nope.
All right. There it is.
That was just brother. That was a brother get it. Mm-hmm. Like you guys can, you know, talk in your little brothers network. Just brothers Facebook. Facebook group for brothers.
Oh boy. That sounds lame. I'm leaving this group right now. I unfriend you.
I unfriend group. Brothers group. No. Oh man, come on, brothers.
Come on. Are you waiting for the mini Super Nintendo Entertainment System? The mini SNES?
I'd like to have that, but there's like issues and stuff with it.
There's always issues.
Man. No, not the NES, but the SNES.
Oh.
So they discontinued the Nintendo Entertainment System, and they're going to bring out the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. And okay. A new mini.
Mini. And the mini.
It's your mini.
It's your mini.
Your spy car's a mini.
Did you just put laser beams on sharks?
Frickin' laser beams.
It's not the size, it's how you use it.
Matt, what's your, you still got that, I saw this thing where you still got that YouTube show with the video games. Mm-hmm.
Nope.
No? I thought I saw something on social media. We have not
recorded a new DLC podcast in months.
Did you just show something you guys did in the past or something?
So there was a night where I may or may not have been drinking.
What?
And I went on digging through my YouTube. I mean, there was all kinds of things I was going through.
Like Nick digs in the records.
Yeah.
He's like, showed everyone, look at this song I'm listening to, you guys. You
need to hear this.
This is what Nick does on Facebook. He gets drunk and is like, listen to this song. And what Matt does is listen to this podcast I used to do.
So went back through some old podcasts. I mean, I was watching Quiet Americans. I was watching It'll Grow Back. Just videos on my YouTube. Bands. Yeah. Music scene and
probably stuff that Dorktown taped, put up on our YouTube.
No, it was all my own.
Behind the music. Yeah. A little behind the music. Oh, yeah, that was
crazy. Yeah, May 4th is coming up, isn't it?
Are Chewbacca the Rhythm Bookies you read?
Are they going to get a reunion going?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Is that why we can't record on that Thursday? Because you guys are busy doing your reunion show?
We're busy. Big reunion show.
Yeah, you're going to play the Cantina song at the...
Yep.
At the Casa Corona? That's it.
The metal version.
That's why you're at Casa Corona, because you get the Chewbacca and the Rhythm Wookiees are booked at the...
Yeah, we're booked.
At the Casa Corona.
Double booked.
Yeah. On May 4th.
Yep. All the bookings.
To play the cantina.
We'll play for nachos.
Oh, man. Well, anything else, guys, you want to talk about before we go? I mean, I hate to leave.
Oh, do you?
Do we have a new beer we haven't talked about, I think.
What?
Here. Double. There's a double Two Roads. Where XL told us to get rid of all his beer he sent us, so we're doing it. Oh,
Road to Ruin.
Road to Ruin. Double Long IPA. Road to
Ruin. Malt bomb.
It's pretty good for a double. It's not West Coast now.
It's not West Coast.
I'm going to have this.
I would put this on my waffles.
The Parabajaba? Parabobabaja? Right.
No, the, it's not the road greatest. To the Two Roads double.
Foo Fighters? Got it, cool.
White Limo.
Best song ever.
Long Road to Ruin was a Foo Fighters song.
That too. But you also have your White Limo at Tiger Support right now.
Yeah, we do.
An 85 Lincoln limo. 5.0.
Mm-hmm.
5.0 engine. V8.
With the rag top down so your hair can blow.
It blue interior, blue velvet interior with wood grain.
Velvet or velour?
Oh, it could be either or.
Beer of the episode. What's your beer of the episode?
Oh boy, Miami. What's the Miami Vice?
Really?
Pop Vice.
There is a parable around here, and you're gonna choose not parable.
You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
I'm torn between El Dorado and this Pure Brewing. I'm going hoppy.
I concur. The Pure's double IPA No Signal is my beer of the episode.
No recess.
There you go. I'm saying it, bro.
No recess.
Any Paul requests? Yeah, any Paul requests before we go?
I thought we did. Oh, no. Are you saying what do we want?
Yeah, just like you. Yeah,
what have we heard that we want to hear?
I haven't heard for a while. I want to hear some, you know, something I haven't heard in a while. All kinds of Paul stuff at my fingertips.
I want some dry hop or die in honor of this TDH.
All right. In honor of TDH, double dry hop or die.
Dry hop. Dry hop. Dry hop or die.
Boom. There you go.
Yes.
Make sure you have a great week drinking your beer. Have fun. Fun. As Scotty B might say, have fun.
Have fun.
But be safe about it. Dry hop everything.
All the things.
All whatever you do in your life, try to dry hop it. Makes it all that much better.
Yeah.
As we all know. All right, guys. Yay.
Woo.
Yay, podcasting. Yay, beer.
Yay, beer.
Have a great week. Yes. Be safe out there. See you next week. See you out there on the untaps.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Look for me. Look for me on Twitter. I'm there all the time.
Oh, yeah. And you're just sitting on it.
Waiting.
Sitting on there. Waiting. Waiting for an at. Waiting for someone to at you.